USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning, delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday, said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday said, the federal government could default on our debt as early as next month if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The Democrats, with their partisan $3.5 trillion spending package, want to continue spending. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell shares his views regarding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to the Rotary Club in Paducah, Kentucky on Wednesday. He explains how West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who are resisting the bill, are on his mind.
I pray for them every night. I wish them well. We give them lots of love. There's not a single member of my party in the House or Senate going to vote for this monstrosity. It is wildly inappropriate for our country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The new all-male Taliban government has issued one of their first decrees Wednesday. The Afghan government has put a ban on all protests, slogans, and demonstrations that do not have official approval of the government. The decree warns that people must get permission before any protest or face severe legal consequences. Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News gives his opinion that the Taliban does not respect weakness.
The only thing these animals respect and understand is strength. And Joe Biden exudes nothing but weakness. Donald Trump exuded strength. So they knew he was not someone to be trifled with. They knew he was not someone to mess with. Donald Trump also had the brain power to actually negotiate like a real businessman, not a bureaucrat politician with no real world experience. The one place I have to be surprised about is Joe Biden is overperforming. I thought it would take him years to destroy America, and he's been able to do it in a mere few months. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every day, the clown show gets worse and worse. You're seeing now the State Department confirm, well, we're not really letting flights of American citizens get out of there because they want to make the world's largest airlift, where they took out a lot of Afghanis, a lot of people on suspected terror lists, some convicted rapists out of Afghanistan, but they left the citizens of the United States behind. I guess they want to get credit for that, so they're not going to allow other people to do the job they should have been doing for the last 25 days because they're incompetent.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.